Faced with this panorama, the young prince quietly but ruthlessly consolidated power in the kind of bold strokes that would have left Niccolò Machiavelli feeling bashful. At the time of King Solomon's ascension, his son was so unknown outside the kingdom that even his age was a subject of speculation. He was 29. Yet the new monarch bet everything on him. He made bin Salman defense minister, in charge of what was then the world's third largest military budget, after the U.S. and China, and the young prince promptly launched a war pummeling Iran-backed rebels in Yemen. He was also named head of Aramco, the behemoth state oil company, chief of economic development, and deputy crown prince. The final title designated bin Salman as second in line for the crown, behind his 55-year-old cousin, Mohammed bin Nayef, who famously survived an attack by an al-Qaeda prisoner who detonated a suicide bomb hidden inside his own rectum. But bin Nayef was no match for his cousin's ambition. In June 2017, the king removed bin Nayef as crown prince and replaced him with bin Salman. 5 months later, bin Salman rolled the dice again, imprisoning dozens of people, including princes, aides, and businessmen, in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh. They were accused with corruption, though there was no formal legal process and no transparency, and at least one aide who died in custody showed signs of physical abuse, the New York Times reported. He was far more powerful than people assumed, and the opposition was far weaker, says Robert Malley, a former top White House official under Obama. Allegations of corruption have long been used as a political bludgeon in Saudi Arabia, where pilfering from the public till has often been synonymous with royalty. In 2001, Prince Bandar al-Sultan publicly estimated that $50 billion had been transferred to royals' private accounts since the kingdom's founding. Bin Salman's government claimed to recover twice that amount from its captives, but he hasn't been shy about his own spending.